listening to Health Professional Radio. Thank you for joining. I'm your host, Neil Howard. I'm going to have a conversation with Dr. Daniel Catenacci, Director of Gastrointestinal Oncology Program at the University of Chicago. He's joining us on the program to talk about Astellas Phase 2 FAST study. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Dr. Catenacci. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a little bit of your professional background and talk about your experience in gastric cancer space.
Sure. I'm, as you heard, the director of the GI oncology program here at the University of Chicago. So we see all GI cancers, but my focus clinically and from a research perspective is really on gastroesophageal cancers. And that entails seeing patients both in the curative intent setting, but also, unfortunately, since most patients present in the metastatic setting, in the palliative setting and the stage four setting.
How prevalent is gastric cancer, and who's mostly impacted?
So gastric cancer, gastroesophageal cancer, I really think of as sort of three subgroups. One is esophageal cancer, that is squamous cell. That's really not in the conversation here, and that's usually associated with smoking, drinking, and actually decreasing in incidence in the United States. Then there's the GE junction adenocarcinomas, which includes esophageal adenocarcinoma, GE junction, and the cardia, the top of the stomach. And that's actually increasing in incidence substantially here in the United States over the last decades, associated with chronic reflux, obesity, diabetes, Caucasian, Western diet, et cetera. And then gastric cancer proper, the far end of the distal gastric cancers, we call them, are associated mostly with H. pylori infection and other exposures like nitrosamines and delamines, both of which, since we've recognized that exposure, that is also decreasing in incidence in the United States.
Is treatment historically similar for each of these, or is it vastly different for each?
Treatment from a perspective, especially in the metastatic setting, we sort of lump together GE junction adenocarcinomas and esophageal adenocarcinomas with gastric cancer adenocarcinomas, whereas squamous cells are treated somewhat differently. And so we sort of lump it together as gastroesophageal adenocarcinomas. And they're treated for the most part the same way, even though we understand the differences in etiology and even in molecular subgroups underlying that. But together, they're sort of lumped together.
Now, this Astellas Phase 2 FAST study, give us some insight into that study with the compounds and the specific disease that it was looking into.
Yeah, so the Phase 2 FAST study was conducted in Europe, and it was looking at a backbone chemotherapy that's not used as much anymore with epirubicin, triplet therapies, platinum and fluoropyrimidine. And it was a randomized controlled study, placebo-controlled, with a drug called zolbetuximab, an anti-claudin antibody, in patients that had been selected to have at least 40% of cells expressing claudin. And so that is thought to be about 30 to 35% of patients. And so that study was a study done, several years ago now, and that showed an outcome that was primary endpoint of survival, which was improved. So both progression-free survival and overall survival were improved. And then most importantly, I think that at a higher cutoff level of 70% of cell staining, that was where the outcome was really pronounced, and the median overall survival, for example, of 16 and a half months. So that was a very promising study for these patients with gastroesophageal adenocarcinoma, and it has implications on the future in respect to future studies that are phase three studies to confirm that result.
So what would you say is the main reason that these findings were important to patients?
Well, the median overall survival of newly diagnosed stage four or unresectable gastroesophageal adenocarcinoma, historically, that was HER2 negative, which was a criteria here for the study, is less than 12 months. And so to improve the median survival, progression-free survival, improve response rate is important because that has not been done, in the last decades with multiple different studies failing at that attempt. In addition, I think the other importance of this is the secondary publication coming out of this study, which was regarding patient-reported outcomes, showing that the tolerability of the agent did not sort of have a detriment in quality of life. And in fact, the way the study was designed was after the chemotherapy period of induction up to 8 cycles, patients continued on either the zolbetuximab or placebo, and patients actually had a better quality of life for those who were randomized to the zolbetuximab arm. So in addition to improving survival and other clinical outcomes, it also it maintained an improved quality of life as assessed by patient-reported outcomes.
Talk a bit about the potential biomarkers in gastric cancers.
Yeah, the claudin 18.2 protein is a tight junction protein that keeps cells together, and it's known to be overexpressed in various cancers and including gastric cancers. And so, as we heard, the selection criteria was overexpression of this protein to be eligible, and it's specifically at highest levels of 70% or higher, where it's again estimated around 30-35% of patients will have this. This is a selection a biomarker for benefit to this drug, and the antibody which binds directly to that protein is thought to function through enhancing an immune modulatory component through antibody-dependent cell-mediated cytotoxicity, or ADCC, by recruiting in natural killer cells and other immune components to effectively control the cancer.
Are there any other studies that are underway or being considered at this time?
Yeah, so based on this FAST study, we now have two ongoing prospective phase 3 studies globally. One is the SPOTLIGHT study, which is a randomized study of FOLFOX chemotherapy, which is now a standard chemotherapeutic regimen backbone for first-line patients, and with or without zolbetuximab that is placebo-controlled. And again, it's selecting based on high claudin expression, so the highest levels of expression. And then there's a parallel study with the GLOW study, which is similar in design, but it has the backbone of CAPOX, so capecitabine and oxaliplatin, and again, randomized controlled with zolbetuximab placebo, and it is also ongoing globally.
Well, give us a website where we can learn more, if you would.
AstellasOncology.com would be the website to go to.
Well, I thank you for joining us here on the program. Thank you, and I'm hoping that we'll have an opportunity to speak again.
It is my pleasure.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au.